Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/YKWD for your free audiobook download.
Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Matt from The Laugh Button.
I already fucked it up.
Go.
Fucking piece of
shit. Just go, you fucking cocksucker.
Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Matt from The Laugh Button.
And I'm from The Syndicate. And you're listening to...
You Know What,
Dude. You Know What,
You Know What, Dude.
You know what, dude? Yeah,
you're
going to play this whole thing at the beginning of the next one, aren't you? You son of a bitch.
He fucking hates us.
Oh, you guys are fucking atrocious.
We love you, Robert.
We're about to say Riotcast. Oh, fuck! Riotcast.com. You Know What, Dude, on Riotcast.com.
I got a special announcement for all you New York City fans of the You Know What, Dude podcast. Wednesday, February 8th at 9:30 p.m., presented by Laugh Button Live. We will be live at Gotham Comedy Club. The You Know What, Dude podcast goes live. Hosted by me, Robert Kelly, along with Joe DeRosa, and special guest Bonnie McFarlane from the My Wife Hates Me podcast, and more. So come down and watch us do our stand-up, and then do the You Know What, Dude podcast. Where? Gotham Comedy Club. When? Wednesday, February 8th. What time? 9:30 p.m. Doors open at 8:30. To get tickets, go to GothamComedyClub.com. Face down in the middle, Joe. Come on.
I'm Matty Beats.
I'm powering down.
Matty Beats.
Power down. No, power down. Leave it on.
Oh, okay.
You got to leave it on.
Why are you explaining? It's a game we're doing.
So whoever buzzes, what happens?
I haven't explained it yet. You guys all have such fucking control issues that you can't just play along
it's
with something.
It's called We're Grown-Ups, and when a guy starts yelling at you to do something with your phone, you're like, no.
You spent all day playing video games.
No, I didn't. I've been writing a script for you all day.
As you should.
Yeah. Well, how about thank you?
Truth comes out.
How about thank you that I'm submitting two different show scripts and ideas to Apostle for both of us to try to do.
Can you breathe in between there?
Two.
I got a couple.
Yeah, I'm submitting two. Mine are fully written going in.
Good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You want to, hang on one second. Do me a favor, please, before I introduce everybody. Can you pat Joe on the back?
No. I don't
seriously,
want to pat
from
him on
me.
The back. Sure.
Pat him on the back. That's me.
That's a pat.
You did two scripts from me.
Well, now you're not in them.
The fact that... I don't care. Take me out. Good. Take me out
you're
of
out.
Two scripts.
You're out.
Good. Out. Out. It's on. I want... Because you know they listen to this. Apostle, you're listening. Take me out.
We're not even recording yet.
There we are.
You're just such a sneak. You just start recording. Is it recording?
Yeah, we are.
All right, whatever.
All right, you guys, welcome to an episode,
of Mobile Jenga.
You don't ever talk during the intro. You know
wait
that.
Until he introduces
shut
you.
Shut your face. Everybody.
We're amateurs.
You know.
You wanted a big, lax, free-for-all podcast, Bob. You got it.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome to You Know What, Dude podcast with me, Joe DeRosa, and the boys from Laugh Button Live and The Syndicate.
Yeah.
Matt and Chris. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
And you are from The Syndicate.
That's correct.
And you
are
from Laugh Button Live.
The Laugh Button.
The Laugh Button. The Laugh Button. I actually promoted it as Laugh Button Live.
Well, Laugh Button Live is when we do live shows, so it is a Laugh Button Live.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh,
you're not incorrect.
Fancy. So, Opie was supposed to be here today.
Right.
I just got out of therapy, Joe. And I'm gonna be vulnerable right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna be fucking vulnerable.
Okay.
So let me be vulnerable, but don't you dare. I'm taking my armor off.
Okay.
I'm putting my sword down. I'm taking my helmet off, Joe, and I'm getting off my horse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
I want this podcast to be a little more loving,
yeah.
a little more understanding.
You don't got to tell me. I'm the one getting shit for the last 2 weeks. You're saying that to me as if I'm coming in.
Okay, wait, no.
Being an asshole.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna refresh your memory. I'm still off my horse.
Okay.
I don't have my armor, but I'm gonna refresh your memory.
Right.
3 weeks ago.
Yes.
We were in the podcast, and you were being a fucking cunt. The name of the podcast was Joe the Cunt.
Right.
And I said, you want to play the game? I'm in. I'm in, baby. And you added, let's do it. And we did it for a couple weeks.
Right.
My armor's off, Joe. Okay? So let's have a good old, you know what, dude, Joe, DeRosa, and Bobby Kelly podcast with the guys from the syndicate and Laugh Button.
Right.
The Laugh Button.
Yeah.
What do you gotta get some?
And no, Monster Voice isn't here.
Yeah, I know.
He's not here.
I know.
This is gonna be an old school
you
podcast.
You want me to talk about the Monster Voice?
What are you, retarded? He's got a Monster Voice. He has Down syndrome. Dude, thank God.
That's why you don't ask him to improvise.
So that's out there.
So the armor's off.
The armor's off. Now, I asked everybody to put their phone in the middle because you said it was a little, like we talked, it was a little weird last week. There was phones going off, people on stuff. So all the phones in the middle of the table on, so you'll hear them buzz.
They have been.
But we'll see who can, one right there.
That's three.
Somebody just buzzed.
It's
somebody.
Mine.
You don't
face
know it's
down.
Yours.
They're face down.
I'm pretty sure it's mine because the buzz sounds very close to me.
It's three iPhone 4S's. How does it sound different than the other two iPhones?
This would be a fun betting game, actually.
Joe almost went for it.
Whose phone went off?
Is that a shot at my
It's like three card.
I say by the end of this podcast, Joe has the most texts or calls. What do you say?
I believe it.
I agree.
I believe it.
Oh, you guys both have low self-esteem.
100%.
You have nothing going on in your career.
No, they know not to bother us right now. We're out. We're at important shit right now.
So you guys are actually here. I mean, most people would be like, who the fuck are these guys? Because you're not comedians.
I asked that question myself.
We're certainly not funny.
Well, when you do impressions, you're fucking terrible. How was Monster Voice again?
Hold on. Retarded Monster Voice.
And now he's sucking a cock now, too, on top of it.
That was terrible.
We
I lost respect for him a little bit.
No one can do monster voice.
This is what I want to do, so people who are listening.
Sure.
Thousands.
10,000.
We're back, Joe. We're back.
I know. This is how it used to be.
This is how we used to be.
I sang the wrong lyrics, but I sang with you.
It's fun. It's fun again.
Yeah.
I fucking love you.
Dan has ruined it.
Dan.
Wow.
So let's do this.
So, yes. And you're going to hear Chucklehead over here the entire time.
Your laugh didn't shut down the podcast.
It didn't.
No.
Really?
It didn't shut. That was another phone. It didn't shut down the podcast. Dan really ruined the podcast.
He's bad luck. He's a mush.
No, that's just his face. His face is mushed in. The flattest face ever. I told him, I go, he has the same face people in New Hampshire have on their license plate. The old man in the mountain.
Did the old man fall off recently?
Yeah, it did. I meant now. Just a flat side of a mountain.
That drunk is just face down the fucking street somewhere on his Guinness tour.
Nothing would make me happier if he gets a DWI.
Wow.
On the Guinness tour?
Oh.
I'd love
it. He's driving the Guinness truck. he's just shit face gets pulled over, thrown in the slammer.
I love it.
Guinness gets sued for $1 million. But he has to hit a baby carriage.
Yeah. He's driving it. He's driving it like the way Pesci drives the truck at Goodfellas, where they steal yippee-ki-yay! They fucking get pulled over.
And he hits a fucking baby carriage like the beginning of Beverly Hills Cop with that homeless guy with the cans, and the baby just goes flying out like that.
Or in Sandra Bullock in Speed with the bus.
But the baby doesn't get... That's actually an even better one, because he didn't have to fucking... make it a baby carriage. I had a homeless guy with cans. You found a movie with an actual baby carriage.
They were just cans. It's my terrible impression.
You guys both just stink. Now, I'm going to do this really quick.
Excellent.
I'm going to point to you.
We're par for the course.
I'm going to point to you, and then when I point to you, I want you to let the people know who you are, what you do,
And that's it. So I don't, you don't know which one I'm going to point to, but one I'm going to point to, and that you just go into it. Who you are, give us your bio so the people listening know who the fuck you are and why you're here. I'm going to tell them why you're here, but you just tell them who you are. Ready, go.
All right, my name's Chris Ellis from a company called The Syndicate. I'm a co-owner there.
Yep, talking to the mic, Chris.
I'm talking in the mic.
This
can you
podcast.
Not hear me?
We're not on a bus, you cocksucker.
Jesus.
That's the mic you gave us, by the way. Talking to your mic.
Love
kind to of.
Love.
You're Chris Ellis.
Yes. And I'm a co-owner of the company called The Syndicate. We're based out of Weehawken, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of entertainment marketing in the music and comedy space.
Yeah. Okay, go.
I'm Matt. I also work at The Syndicate, but I also run thelaughbutton.com, which is a comedy website.
Right. And what does that do?
We talk about comedy.
Okay.
So that one definitely won. You know? 6'1", blue eyes.
If there was a contest,
fatter
Chris,
than I want to be. Chris, yeah, what do you want here?
You are just a bear.
You
just
are.
It's the beard. It's the beard.
Very burly.
Chris, you are.
Chris is definitely a old twink, like he used to be a twink.
Yeah.
And you're definitely just a full-fledged young bear.
If you were, have to, you know, if you, you were should, have to cat,
you yes. should carry an axe and a cock.
You know him so well.
Yeah. Red plaid t-shirt. Let's do this.
He'd be the bossy. You'd be the bossy, neat one. In the relationship.
Yeah, you're the redhead on Modern Family.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I'm Cam. Is that what that means? Yeah. I'm Cam.
Yeah. Well, at least we have an Asian kid. Yeah. We're happy about that.
Yeah, you'd like come home. You'd always come home in a bad mood, too.
Cute little girl.
How many, you like, when you open the door, how many times do I have to tell you not to leave this fucking bike by the
that's
door?
Right.
Like, that's how you come in every fucking
Who
night.
Ripped the screen? Who ripped the fucking screen door? That's the third screen door.
And then you would just go, shh, come here.
Yeah.
Come on. Easy. I made ribs. Yeah,
but he tried to fight you, like legitimately pull away as a man, but you're too powerful.
Exactly.
So you go, I'm scared. Get the fuck over here. And you grind him into your chest. You alpha male in a very cute way.
See, I don't think he'd alpha him. I think even though he's bigger and stronger, like he would slap him and he would cry and you know he'd just be like one of those emasculated bears.
I think he was right on this.
Yeah,
one.
But here's the deal: he would do that, but he doesn't know his own strength. So when he went and punched the wall, it would come off
like a
and
retard.
He'd be like, look what you made me do!
No. Oh, now I have retard strength.
You're not a retard. I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying like how a retard, like my cemento, he doesn't know his strength and he kills the bunny by accident.
Yes,
yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be mm-hmm. you. You kill it.
Not
rat.
Come on, anybody can kill a bunny though.
But by accident, because he pets it too hard.
Yeah. She was choking it. He was trying to get the bunny to blow him in his pants. You didn't know that?
No, oh, jeez.
Did you read the book?
No, neither did you.
Just the cliff notes. It got him through. It's all good.
So you guys are here. Basically, we announced it last week on the podcast that we're doing a live show. The podcast is going live at Gotham Comedy Club February 8th. Presented by the
Laugh Button Live.
Correct.
And the
Syndicate. Right.
They're actually putting on with Gotham Comedy Club. We're going to be doing it live. And here's the deal. Here's how it works. It's going to be stand-up, though. I know a lot of these podcasts come out. They just do the podcast. They talk to the people. It's funny. That I love them. It's great. We're going to do stand-up, though. I think people come to actually... People that don't know... Joe's stand-up, maybe just know him from the podcast. I think it'll be a good thing to see him do a stand-up, that he kills it on stage. And we're going to have Bonnie McFarlane. She's going to be doing stand-up from the My Wife Hates Me podcast, which is fucking on Riotcast, by the way.
Yep.
I don't know why I said fucking in between those words.
Good use of fucking.
And right. Then
subliminal.
Rich Voss can't be there, so we're actually having Bob DeBono, who does the most amazing Rich Voss impression, will be filling in. Playing the role of Rich Voss.
Perfect.
Doing a 10-minute stand-up routine and being on the podcast as Bonnie's husband, Rich Voss.
Love
so
it. Right.
It's
How
great.
Does Bonnie feel about that, by the way?
It doesn't matter.
It's not her, it's not her show.
I'm sorry. How does she feel about being married to Voss? Probably miserable. Fucking regretful. Suicidal.
Bob is the Voss she's always wanted, where it can stop being Voss eventually.
You could say cut it out, and he can.
And then he would just be like, I'm sorry, Bonnie. What would you like to do today? Just turn into a regular guy?
Oh, well, Bob, the actual Bob is a very interesting guy, too, because he's got OCD, like real fucking. I want to get him on the podcast
because
he's got legitimate fucking has to, you know, turn the knob, flick the light, wash his hands, kick the tub.
Yeah.
Check the stove before he leaves the fucking house.
Yeah, like, he's got a good case of it. It's funny, man. The ones from when he was a kid are really funny.
Like what? Explain it.
One of them, he said he used to have to run.
It's already funny.
I know.
It's already funny. When you have to run somewhere.
Stop right there. Yeah. Good enough.
When he got into bed at night, he had to get into bed in a specific way.
Yeah.
So he would have to run and jump into his bed and land exactly in a specific way. And if he didn't do it right, he'd have to keep doing it over and over. He said his dad would come in and be like, what the fuck are you doing in here? What the fuck is all this banging? You know, because his dad didn't know what was going on because he just kept running and leaping into his bed. It's like one of the funniest OCD things I ever heard of. Like, that one is so crazy.
What about the one I told you about where the kid, anytime you point something at the kid's face, his mouth would open and go, ah. And if you played around and go, ah, ah. So a friend of mine, he was had a friend who told me the story. He was a teacher, and he'd walk by the kid, and he'd take a pen out in the class, and he'd just point the pen at the kid's mouth, and he'd go, ah. And then he'd make circles with the pen. The kid would just go, ah, ah, ah.
It's really funny. I love it.
OCD, man. It's fucking...
It's brutal.
It's brutal. Is anybody here? Before we get into this, I want to know.
My wife claims that I have a little bit. I still disagree.
Really? What does she say she has? Fixing your hair?
You're such a son of a bitch.
It is nicely coiffed today.
You do. You have great hair.
Yeah. Gray hair or great hair?
You look like... Can I just say something to you that
I've never
told you?
You can say anything you want.
You look like my real dad in a weird way. You have the same...
That's not good.
No.
It's not good. It's going to stir things up throughout the podcast.
Listen, we said we're going to have a good...
No, I know. I'm saying, we're saying for you, you probably don't want to sit looking at a guy who looks like your real dad right now.
Does your dad call you...
Is that
Bobby?
Wrong?
What does your dad call you?
He doesn't
Robert?
Call me in fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What did he call you, though?
he just said not to bring it up.
What?
No, it's okay.
We've talked about it before.
My dad, I haven't talked to him in a while. I mean, my dad, and it's weird because when we stopped talking, we were really cool.
Mm.
Like, a real dad, we were friends more so than father and son. He was a real cool guy, but, you know, he got pissed about some shit at my sister or son. He got mad that we weren't remember his birthday or... We called him for shit or, you know, whatever. I don't know. He felt like we were using him or something. I don't know. Some weird shit.
Hmm.
Which, we were using him as a dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We needed, like, my sister might have needed a kidney because she was going to die.
Right.
So you had to go in and get, maybe you were her father.
Mm-hmm.
Biologically, you have her fucking genes, so you might have to go and give a kidney. At least go get checked out. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry, that's the way it goes in life, that you fuck somebody, your jizz went into an egg, and you created a life.
Yeah.
And that life needed something.
Right.
Well, and then as far as me, he was cool with me. I mean, he gave me $1,000 to move to New York, okay? Nobody knows this.
Mm.
My mother didn't give me money.
Well, they do now.
That's what I'm telling them. It's not a breaking story either, but it's... I know how the podcast works. You think, I know how these... I set the mics up. We were cool, man. He gave me... I remember he gave me a check for $1,000 to go to New York, and I was like, I can't take this. He's like, just take it. I go, I don't know if I can pay you back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And he gave me $1,000. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to move to New York.
To get your start, sure.
He gave me $1,000, and then shortly after that, I think like a year or so after that, I got a call from my mom that my sister's going to fucking die. You know, she needs to get new kidneys.
Right.
And I had to go home to get checked, and then he stopped talking. He gave her like that letter, like all you do is He got diagnosed with something too when he went in to get checked,
mm-hmm.
and he felt like
don't know, something with her. Like, she wasn't, she didn't give a fuck about him.
So let me ask you something then. Is there anybody else in your life?
I'm not gay.
Besides your father that I slightly resemble or look like, so I don't have to remind you of him?
My Aunt Peggy.
Okay, perfect.
You're the way your cheeks get rosy and your beard.
Right. I don't, the rosy cheeks are quite a joke around the office.
Did you really fuck with him?
Oh, yeah. He's got a nickname for the rosy cheeks. I do.
What is it?
Caught coming. Is that your nickname?
No. It's been going on for years.
I don't know if I wanted to put you on.
That's
that
fine.
Out there.
Oh, I don't care. Whatever. My nickname.
Who's more powerful, you or him?
Powerful in
what
way?
In the business.
You look, he's twice my size.
Yeah,
he could beat the shit out of me.
Could you fire him if you wanted to?
I could.
You could.
He could.
This is getting interesting. What's the nickname again?
Go ahead.
The nickname is when he has too much to drink, he gets very rosy, and he's called Happy Boy.
Really? Happy Boy?
Happy Boy.
That's what I call him too. Yeah,
that's a good one though.
Good one.
Some people when they drink too much or they get really drunk, they turn arrogant angry.
Yeah. No, I know.
Or like you don't want to be around that type of person. Nodding his head like, yes, this sounds all too familiar. Like
this was
Tuesday night.
Later today.
I'm the opposite. I get very happy and cheery.
Joe.
And I'm
saying this with my armor off. And I mean this out of love.
Yeah, I was saying the dad thing out of love.
I'm out of love.
Yeah.
You look like my grandfather.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, why?
Just your energy right now is, if I invited my grandfather on this podcast, he'd have the same shit energy.
It's shit energy?
Yeah, like you're tired, your eyes are
tired.
I
haven't been sleeping well.
Yeah, you don't look good. And your arms are crossed, you're holding your tits, you got a cardigan on. My grandfather used to wear cardigans all the time.
I like this cardigan.
You got those wooden shoes.
I like this cardigan. I haven't been sleeping well. I've been staying up late writing, and I'm not sleeping well. I've been writing these scripts.
Well,
I was up very late last night working on another script.
Right.
No, I finished the one. The Bobby and I have the same management, so we're trying to sell TV ideas together.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe's writing scripts without me. Mm. Like, I'm a writer too.
Yeah.
I write, but he's writing scripts without me. Asking for my input.
Well, the reason I wanted to do that was
to get all the accolades and not have me go. And that's why. He wants to hand shit in and go, I did this for Fatso.
Yep.
No, he didn't do anything.
Taking the credit.
What happened to the armor
I'm sorry.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Put my shield up. I'm not even going to yell today. No yelling on the podcast.
Well, now that you slipped your digs in. Okay.
I apologize.
All right,
I apologize.
What I wanted to do was create something, because Bobby has been a good friend to me. And we've worked on a lot of stuff together.
Absolutely.
But he's brought me in on this podcast and given me a lot of exposure. And he's been very supportive of me at the Comedy Cellar and places like that and whatever. And spoken a lot of good stuff about me. And it's helped me a lot. And as a thank you, I knew I could write something quickly if I put my mind down to it and lock myself in. And I said, I want to just create one or two things for me and you. Let me just bang them out. And then all you got to do is read it and tell me if you want to be a part of it. And if you do, you're fucking, there you go,
but
dude. We'll go do it together.
How's this? If I read it and I want to make some changes.
Well, then I don't know. That might be a different story.
What the fuck?
Well, I wrote it. It's, you know.
Yeah, see, that's not the part of doing something together. We're supposed to work together so I don't have to go through the process that, you know, having somebody else go do this that way or this way. We do it together, like the movie, like the book, like the FX show. We did it all together.
Right. Well, I also said, too, though, I also said, too, oh, FX show. We never mentioned that before on the, because it's done.
Not done.
That was the secret project.
The secret project.
There you go.
For all you fans, we were writing, damn, wow.
Oh, you let
my armor was...
That's a big moment, dude.
You
let that out.
That's a big moment. You just revealed the secret project after a year, dude.
A year. All right. The secret project is we were hired by FX to write a show.
Yes.
I'm going exclusive with this on the laugh button, by the way.
That's fine. We wrote a show, and it didn't get picked up. It was a long process. It was very funny. We had a very good relationship with FX. They're really cool people. It didn't get picked up. They loved it was
Great idea. They loved it. They love us. They still do. We're probably going to do something else with them. But the show that we came up with didn't make it through all the fucking chambers. So
hopefully,
we still got the show. We might present it somewhere else. It's really good, really funny. And now we're just onward and upward.
Yeah, I would hope that we have the chance again to give them another idea.
Yeah, we'll absolutely. I love everybody over at FX.
Yeah, they're great.
And they love us.
Yeah.
We built a good relationship.
And you know, we're going to come in and promote it with you. So we're on the team.
So anyway.
Anyways.
That was the secret project. And but when I started writing these, of course I wanted to. The selfish motive in this gesture or whatever is that, you know, for somebody who has a very heavy interest in writing and directing, I wanted to write some things where I could say I wrote this by myself, and I have a writing sample and I can direct this and whatever.
Yeah, but we're gonna have.
But here's the thing: I also said to you that I was 100% into doing a collaborative thing.
We have to do something collaborative.
Of course.
Because Joe.
Of course.
Because Joe.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm going to. I put my hat
He's
back on. I got to take my hat off.
Dagger.
I apologize.
He's referring to you, Joe, not the
like
other
you're
Joe.
You're on and off of the hat. It doesn't work like that. You leave it off or you don't.
Look, dude, sometimes you get scared and you put your hat back on.
I'm not. Mine's off. Mine hasn't gone back on once. You have no reason
Yours
to be scared.
Yours doesn't fit.
I don't. Listen, I'd be surprised about that.
All right. Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen. I think though that I would like to write something too. I'm into writing shit, and I would love to do a collaborative piece together for the both of us.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to do, which is
of course,
which is great.
Yeah.
Just for television. You guys have already written things together.
Well, we have still the movie we got to finish.
Yeah,
the movie.
Dude, 100%. 100%. That's I said that from the jump. And also, you have your script that you wrote on your own that you said I'd like you to be this guy in this.
On the
You had another thing that you showed me a couple months back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually met with that yesterday. We had some very interesting stuff going on with that, too. So hopefully that works out.
But I'll tell you.
This is the best part about it. Is you got a bunch of shit going on. We're both fucking working our asses off. We're not just sitting here. I mean, look, we got the book. We got the podcast. We got our dates. And there's a lot of people doing shit, too. This is the weird part about this business. There's a shitload of people really in the limelight right now. I mean, you got pilots or shows or that are right there.
Yes.
When you get to this point where, you know, you got your shows, you got your things that are cool, it's what you do with that other 3 hours of the day or 4 hours that you have. Like, you're writing scripts. I'm working on this other show idea. We're constantly fucking coming up with even the live show that we're going to do with you guys. That's another something else created that we're going to do for the fans to just get something other, because you never know what that one thing it is. It could be the show you wrote that could just blow the fuck up. It could be something we work on collaborative, or the thing I'm thinking of, or the podcast. Who knows what the fuck it's going to be? But I love that we're both.
You have to be
doing
that way.
A billion things.
You have to be that way. Every look, in a perfect world. You know, I think
in a perfect world. Good job. I'm just singing.
That's not a real song.
Make it through together. It's a song I wrote. In a perfect world.
In a perfect
one
world.
One song I did write.
You're singing it like a whole new world, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So I thought
know
you
what
were
that song is
from The Little Mermaid.
How about this song? I'm losing weight. My name is Bobby K. And I'm losing weight. Losing weight. Every day I'm not eating. I'm losing weight.
It's a nice song.
Thanks.
All right, that's a nice song.
I don't even know what he was talking about.
Can I just say something? I hope people who listen to this podcast, I hope that's stuck in your head all day. I hope you're walking around your office and all of a sudden losing weight pops out of your mouth and someone goes, what the fuck is that? And you're like, fucking Kelly. Losing weight.
Fucking Kelly.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, in a perfect world, and look, you guys are the laugh button guys. You're in the position where you're pretty much doing what I'm about to say. We all wish we could do, which is everybody wants to do that Trey Parker, Matt Stone thing where something pops immediately and you get to work with your best friend on every project. Mm-hmm. Now, realistically, for most people in the business, it doesn't happen like that,
right?
Because unless you sell that major thing fairly early on,
sure,
or whatever, or not even fairly early on, but you got to sell that major thing first and then go, okay, we're going to Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant this and like just mm-hmm. keep doing yeah, stuff together. Right. Until that happens, I think you have to keep creating
sure.
collaboratively and independently, because every. Because otherwise, then you are in a way locked. If you don't do independent stuff, you're just locked to all the collaborative efforts, and then you can't do any work
true.
While the other guy isn't around, and
right.
then you're just sitting there wasting time going, like Bobby said, resting on this other thing.
Sure.
Well, that's going on already, so I don't need to do anything else. And it's like, last night I got this idea for you, this other idea for you and me. I got it at like 2 a.m., and I was like, "Fuck!" I think, well, you know what? I got an idea, and I just sat up till 4 a.m. writing.
All right. Listen, guys. Really quick, Joe, I want to announce this to you that we're going to be doing... this is our first ever sponsor of the show.
Really?
First ever.
I didn't know that first happened.
Ever. Congrats.
Yes, we Audible is a sponsor of the show. I don't know if you people have gone here before, but I've been to Audible. I go there. I check out a lot of their books. This is the best part. You can go and get a free download if you listen to this podcast and you use audiblepodcast.com/YKWD and you get a free Audible download. So go to Audible and check this out. I actually got Steve Jobs, which is a great, unbelievable book.
Reading it now.
And it's great if you don't want to carry around these. I mean, these books are heavy.
Yeah, the Jobs book is thick.
Yeah, it's a really thick book.
Right.
It's a great place to go. Again, you can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like this podcast you're listening to right now. Audible has over 1,000 science and technology, over 1,100 science fiction and fantasy titles, with more being added all the time. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. So get a free Audible download when you sign up for a free trial. This is a really good deal. So go to audiblepodcast.com/YKWD to get your free Audible book today.
I'm going.
Nice. I'm getting it.
You're going to get it?
Book.
What
yeah.
book are you going to get?
I'm going to get a Star Wars book if they have them.
If they have it?
It'll be like listening to a new Star Wars movie.
Oh, you're such a nerd. Oh, God. Go get a free Audible book download when you sign up for a free trial. Make sure you go to www.audiblepodcast.com/YKWD to get your free Audible download. Boom. Bang.
Nice.
Okay, now back to the action.
Mm-hmm.
We got a fucking sponsor, Joe.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Yes. And it's a real good one. And
yeah.
you guys know him too.
Yeah.
Very excited.
You're friends with him.
I've known people that have worked at Audible. Absolutely.
Yep. Great company.
That guy's got a lot of love out there today.
It's the future.
Right.
Why read a big lugging book?
You got a lot of love from
Does
Australia
that technically
today.
Count
it's
as
good.
Listening as reading the book if you've listened to it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I know people that would argue against that.
Well,
just
those
because they're assholes.
Those people aren't sponsoring
yeah,
us.
They're total assholes.
So. Back to the podcast.
That's why I call them assholes.
I want to write.
Maybe that could work.
I want to write the idea that we. What the fuck?
Don't say it on the air.
I know. I'm not gonna. I'm not a fucking idiot. I want to write that idea we came up with. Where we have to move together. We have to move to another state.
Oh yeah, that is a good idea.
That's the fucking idea. Here's the thing, man. This is the one thing that I've learned in the last year is that you have to constantly be working, creating something, because something. Even this podcast, I did this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing it to keep myself up, going to gigs, literally talking to myself on my iPhone with my wife sleeping next to me, trying to make it to some gig. Just talking to nobody, like there was a million people listening.
Yeah,
If you listen to the earlier podcasts, it's me just going, yeah, man, I don't know if Silva's going to win that fight.
It's like your open mic diary, pretty much.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Sure.
But to be where it is now,
Well, you got great people around you.
I mean,
and that helps out.
To get
really
to
does.
The point where you're sitting at a table with us, I mean,
hey. Yeah, that, I mean, laugh the,
yeah, not to confuse with laugh button.
Look at
the laugh button.
You should be the actual mascot for, like, you know, Just for Laughs has that little.
I can only imagine.
Little he fucking, looks like that green guy.
No. I was just going to say we should dress Matt up like
he
that next
said
year.
Chris Ellis looks like Joe.
Jesus.
That's attacking. I thought we were going to attack.
He can attack me. It's
you
fine.
You told me I look like your grandfather.
And my grandfather's a nice guy.
You told me you used the word shit energy.
I said tired. Shit tired.
No, you said he have your shit energy.
I had my whole my helmet was on.
Well, mine was off on for a second.
All right. Well, then you. All right. That's
it's
cool.
Off again.
I'm just
on again. Off. But for the record, no one's touched their phones yet. We're doing pretty good here.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Somebody's phone is blowing up.
They're
over
blowing here.
It's not mine.
It's hard.
Well, here you go too. From our side, we're big fans of you guys and have been for years, and we've actually worked with you guys independently before you guys. Came together and started
Shut
doing
up.
This together.
No,
but what I'm trying
me.
To say
Hang
is,
on. It's not me.
Are you speaking
That's the
on behalf
guy listening
of
to the podcast as you're in the middle of
listen.
That? That's what he's
listen.
Saying.
Hey,
explain.
Right.
I'm going to explain.
Right.
Explain what you guys do though, because we never
I'm
even established.
Kidding,
that.
I'm kidding. You know, some guy listening.
Can you explain
going,
the faces that I'm
up.
Making right now?
Yeah, yeah.
No one cares.
Explain.
I will just say.
Wait. Before you even say it, though.
He gives shit. A shit.
Two fat guys are laughing and having fun. And the
tell them about the time you guys walked
me.
Into
exactly.
a donut store together.
The jolly guys are just being loud over here.
Yeah, two fat Saint Nicks are having fun, and you fucking Scrooges are trying to talk business.
Well, no, but before you say it, you
right,
should have
okay.
the chance to explain what your company does.
So we. We're a marketing company who gets hired by
nobody gives a shit.
All right, and there you go.
That's it. There you go. Done.
No one
cares.
You picked up your lance.
He.
You hit him with
I got him. You fell for it. I was like, they don't know I'm doing it. He's falling for it.
Chris, stop. Hey, whoa, guys. Come on. Chris, come on. I'm sorry.
I was trying to give you. I'm not giving any more compliments
listen,
to Joe
man.
D anymore. Joe D's off the show.
I look, man.
I'm fucking.
All I want to know, you have red Doc Martens on.
Oxblood.
Was he fucking Oxblood. Chicken that was into cotton comic books?
Oh my God.
I've been wearing Docs for years.
Fucking Gimli is wearing.
Gimli!
Martins.
That's a new one.
Do you know who Gimli is? It's a great reference.
Is that the way. Is that.
Who
is that
cares?
Isn't that from
that
Lord
the
of
the
Rings?
Harry Potter?
No, it's the dwarf from Lord of the Rings. Yes.
The little one?
Yes.
The one that's like.
He has an axe.
It's like, I'm a dwarf.
He swings a bat.
He sounds the axe. Wow.
Gimli.
Wait a minute. Matt is now Gimli.
I got to rein this in. DeRosa, you're fucking taking it where we said we wouldn't go. We
I
all
know,
have our
You started it.
We got we need to take our armor off.
He's like, I got rookies here. I got.
Yeah, Chris's face is not red anymore. It's white. We need to get that rose back right. into those
The rose
little
is coming back.
Cheeks.
The rose right. is coming back.
All right, let's all stop.
All right, we're back.
All right.
Now, I'm going to take a little break. Does anybody want to check their phone real quick?
No.
We got to do it to
that
the
That was
end.
A test. That was a fucking test, and you all passed.
But Joe looked at it.
Joe looked at it.
It's hard putting your foot. You know what my mom told me to do, and I've been doing it? And
don't
it,
kill yourself. You're not my son. Die. Find your real parents. Yeah. Joe, I love you, man. I'm taking my.
It's
I took
funny.
It off.
Go
I took
fuck
it off.
Yourself.
I took it off.
Go fuck yourself.
Off. Dude, I'm back. I'm back. I'm off my horse.
Jesus Christ. Fucking cocksucker.
Don't stick it in my face like that, Joe.
No, she.
You said it. Like, you said it like Jack Tripper to fucking Mr. Roper. You know what my mom told me, Mr. Furley, whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
Mr.
no, Roper. Yeah, I turned to the camera and laughed.
Yeah. Well, then he'd go, "What? Not be gay?" He'd give the Roper close up.
That close up was the funniest close up in television history.
I do it sometimes on stage. I just to fuck with the crowd when I well look, I know that something's coming and I know it's going to get a big laugh, and when it gets a big laugh, I'll be sideways drinking my water and I'll turn to the crowd and go like this and just smile and nod my head and give the Mr. Roper. Nobody gets it, but it's just kind of for me.
It's good for
head.
You.
That's fucking funny. So she said, she goes, turn, because I was complaining. I go, I can't. She goes, you got to relax. You got to relax. And I was like, I can't relax. I'm like, every time I come down here to visit you guys and I just want to breathe and the phone is just blowing up with work emails and call. I go, I just can't cut everything off. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you should have 2 hours a day at least where you shut your phone off, put it on airplane,
and just shut it off.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that, and it's like, dude, it gives you such power to go, no, like my soul,
yep,
or whatever you want to call it, is worth more than this phone right now. Because this is hard, dude.
Yeah.
It's hard leaving your phone sitting there and not looking at it. It's fucking hard. And it's stupid. Because it's not, there's nobody emailing me, you know, we need the $1 million is going to go away if you don't answer right
or
now.
Or are they?
I mean, hilarious if that actually happened, though.
I know, I'd really laugh.
It would fucking make me happier than anything if this message, like, Joe, it's Conan, they wanted you for this fucking callback, you had the part, it was up to you and Eddie Ift, they gave it to Eddie because you weren't around.
Not that against Eddie. I love Eddie.
You do?
I love Eddie.
Yeah, he's
you have friends with Eddie?
No, I'm friends. I'm friendly with Eddie. I know Eddie, yeah.
I like Eddie.
I tell you.
He does a podcast with Jim Jefferies. I like those guys.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I was IMing with Jim Jefferies the other day. He was making me laugh.
What were you saying?
I can't say because it's gonna give him away on something he was like being...
Don't.
He was smashing to me. He was smashing something to me on IM. And we were like, you know...
You can't say
because
it was
laughing.
Just racist.
No. It wasn't like that. It was like a work-related thing that he was trashing to me. Because I was like, hey, Jim, what are your thoughts on this? And he was like, oh, mate.
Oh, mate.
And he just trashed it. But I don't want to blow up his spot, so.
All right.
What these guys...
This is the equivalent of checking your phone, by the
no,
way.
No, I'm actually...
Right,
what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying... Just to... Why I'm on the computer, and sometimes I do this, and I hate it because it... That's why I hate doing any. I hate having calls. I hate Skyping. We have the ability to go live. I fucking hate it because I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I literally get sucked. I can't do two things at once. But we got a donation from a guy in Australia.
Right.
I can't. I brought my computer down. They took out the hard drive. I have to reboot my computer and back it up. I can't get into my PayPal to get the guy's fucking name. He donated a lot of money. He donated a good chunk of money. It wasn't 20.
Very nice, right.
It's good money. This guy really, Australia really.
Hundreds here?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow,
yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, get your fucking mitts off it. It's going to a fucking
Hello.
Mixer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to a mixer so we can do the live show.
I didn't listen.
I would appreciate
it. Jesus fucking Christ.
I saw your face. You were looking at new shoes.
He's investing.
You wanted
he's
to get the Italian fucking zip.
Yeah,
shoes.
He definitely had clothing on.
He acts like Zappo fucking count.
He acts like he's doing technical shit over there. If you spun that computer around, it'd be a Domino's ticker.
A what?
Your pizza just went into the oven.
Yeah,
sweet. Bobby. Come on. Fuck you. You made me adopted jokes and you handed me that one.
Just rerouting the PayPal.
I didn't hand that. No, you dug that out of the ground,
that's
motherfucker.
A funny one. That's
but
a
you
funny
dug
one.
It out of the ground. You fucking handed me mine. You had a metal detector and had to go 2 feet down for that one.
That's a funny
I lost,
one.
I've lost.
I know.
No, fuck you. Don't say it like it's
I know.
Not.
No, but you're
that's
doing
that's like saying
great.
I beat cancer. I know. Good for you. Dude, I
Did
lost.
Did you just?
I lost
Did
17
you?
Pounds.
Hold on. Did you just compare
my cancer.
Losing it's weight my... to beating cancer? Are you fucking nuts?
Listen, you're
doing great. I told you last week I thought you were doing great.
How do I look?
You look good, dude.
What are you doing?
I went on South Beach again. South Beach is the only diet that I can actually do because you get to eat. That's it. You get to eat. Just no carbs and no, for 2 weeks, no sugars with like fruit, carrots, corn,
yep.
carbs.
How is that different from the Atkins diet, though?
Because now I can eat. Now fruits come back in, and there'll be a day where I can bring in whole wheat carbs back in too. But carbs make me fat. In 4 months. What did you say?
I know. Carbs make you fat. Come on, man.
Well, you said it. Look, no. I forgot you were fat too.
Thank
for a
you,
second.
Thank you, thank you.
Because you said it like one of these thin twits. You
no, me, I'm not a thin twit.
You look me up and down. You go, yeah, I know.
I know.
That's how. See what you got me? You got me on
yeah,
my toes.
I'm sorry.
Even with another fat guy,
you started
a fellow fatty.
Yeah, exactly. We're supposed to protect our own, man. We're supposed to look out for each
we're
other.
Supposed to protect our own and eat other people.
We'll eat our own, maybe. Yeah.
So what are you down? How much are you down? You
I
say?
Lost 17 pounds in 2 weeks.
Wow, very nice.
But that's the initial water.
Right. Yep.
You know, you can literally carry 30 pounds of shit in your intestinal tract.
Sure.
And if you clean out your, if you clean that out and not eat crap and take, you know, take the Mucinex, whatever the fuck, not Mucinex, what's the shit?
Metamucil.
Right. You clean it all out, you'll lose all that. That will just come out of your system. Yeah. You'll shit out pounds of food that was just in your body.
Now you got to keep it
and
off.
And then the water. This is the reason why I quit smoking. It's been 5 months now. 5 months without a cigarette.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I lost weight since I got sober. I went on a diet and had both those things going. Either I was smoking and losing weight or gaining weight and smoking. Now I quit smoking. Done with that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm fucking losing the weight, which would be good.
I don't think I'm losing anything on this diet I'm on, man. My gut is still there.
What's there to lose, man? You're real thin.
This is my bitch fucking problem that I got that I can't stand is I gain weight. I'd rather be like you and Bob where I just get
fat.
fat, unable to bend over and touch your toes.
No. I have to unhinge my shoulder blades like a fucking cobra jaw to get the top button on my pants buttoned.
Get winded running up a flight of stairs.
You're better when you just now. Listen, wardrobe wise, it's a pain in the. That's not true. I think mine's more annoying because you guys
you have to get one without shoulders. Sorry,
there you go.
That wasn't fair.
There you go. You guys expand everywhere. You just gain weight and become bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
I gain weight and I just get it here, in my neck, and in my gut.
We call that the bis.
Yeah, it's like my fucking legs, my arms, nothing else gains weight. My chest. So it's like, it's annoying because what happens is now is I theoretically look thin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't look at me and go, he's fat. You just wouldn't. And I'm not fat. But then I put a shirt on.
Would you stop right there and know that I fucking held back? I took the armor off because there was not. You said theoretically, you look at me and there was nine things that came in my. Yeah, you wouldn't say that. I'm but just you would gonna say you say this.
It so, does. It's not. You understand? It's not taking the armor off. If you go back and say what you could have said,
I just want because
you passive aggressively now
say anything,
have
though.
Slipped the insult in.
But I didn't say anything.
But I know what you're thinking.
No, you don't.
I knew what you were thinking when I was saying what I was saying that made you
but
think
I didn't
it.
He's,
say
he's
say
thinking.
It.
He's thinking. Moving target.
Back.
Moving target.
I didn't
moving
lose
target.
Losing weight. Joe DeRosa is.
I'm not losing weight.
Losing weight.
This is the problem.
I think the point we all missed was he's jealous of us and the way that we look.
Because I gain weight.
He's trying to relate
sucks.
The tummy to your whole body.
Here's
it's
what sucks is
it.
I have shirt. Like when I'm standing up, you go, yeah, whatever. You look fine. And then I sit down. Yeah.
Wow.
It's
hold it.
It's not
hold
the
it.
Helmet's back on.
Hold it. Hold it, Curly.
I didn't say. Do you understand that I didn't say you look good? I didn't say that.
Okay. Talking to me?
No, me. Oh, you fucking sensitive
what?
Douchebag.
What?
Oh, there it is. There
I
it is.
Back.
Saw no,
it.
You didn't.
I did.
Armor.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's mic forward, lean forward.
Listen, what I'm saying, me.
Don't throw the mic out of the. Don't.
I'm not going to
throw
it
your glasses off this time.
The
I'm
NPR
not gonna throw
glasses.
Anything. Last week you threw your glass. You took your glasses, threw them on the table, and swatted the mic away. And
oh,
went,
yeah.
I'm done.
You
I've
guys
never
were
seen
making
you quit.
Me mad last
I've
week.
Last week was a rough one, but this week we got the armor off. And we're here. And it's not
it's
perfect,
new,
Joe.
It's a new day.
It's not perfect.
New
we're
day.
Getting there.
New we're
dynamic.
There. We're good there. Here's the point. Yes. I didn't say when you look at me, you go, you look good. I said you look at me and you would go, if I was like, I'm fat, you would go, no, you're not. And then you sit down. And then I sit down and this pops out.
Right.
And your shirts don't fit just here in the gut.
Well, I remember
and
when
that's
Joe
annoying.
Showed up at the cellar one night. Remember the time you had the white shirt on? Yeah. You buttoned it. He showed up. And it's happened to me. I've actually shown up in blue sweatpants, tight, with a baby blue stripe down the side. Literally security guard pants, but they were sweatpants. They smashed me. I went home, and they were brand new. And I threw them out. And my wife was like, "What are you doing?" I went through 45 minutes of every security guard, mall cop, TSA worker. fuck these pants. You ever get me pants like this again, I'm dumping you. He came down one night with a button-down white, nice white shirt just buttoned down, but it didn't. It fit up top. It mm-hmm. fit in the middle, mm-hmm. but right at that bottom where his little belly button is, it was screaming yeah. for help.
I know.
And we were fucking just
that's the tough one right
them.
There. That's the tough
it
one.
Sucks.
I know.
So I got to like leave the bottom button undone bottom, or whatever the fuck.
I'm supposed to. That's kind of it's stylish.
But look, on a, today I'm doing it on the sweater because I just like the way it looks. Yes. On a button-down shirt, it looks kind of goofy sometimes.
Sometimes. Depends on where the button is.
So,
yes.
So my point is it's I just all I want to do is just get rid of this, but I don't think dieting is going to get rid of this. I think I need to
sit ups, exercise.
It. No,
exercise.
It's not exercise. It's not exercise.
Well, I'm dieting. It's not working.
Here's the deal. It's not you're not dieting correctly. What it's literally mathematics. It's a fucking scientific fact.
Scientific.
I say typical because it's centrifugal.
Like strategery.
It's a scientific fact.
Something tells me you're going to have some shit math here.
It's scientific fact that it's just what you put in your body, how much, how many calories. That's it. Weight Watchers, all the diets are based on what you put in your body, how many calories. That's it. You want to lose weight, put less calories in your body. Dude. And you'll lose weight. And what you're eating, Joe, what you're eating, has you can't just stop eating because your body will
I
go
didn't.
Into hang on starvation your body mode. Will go into starvation mode,
right?
Especially late at night.
Starvation mode.
If you starvation mode, if you're hungry while you're sleeping, your body will take your fat that you have, especially it being mm-hmm. winter out,
yep.
and it will go
retain
keep
it.
This.
Yep.
You have to feed yourself through the night. You have to get a protein drink. With that slow absorption protein, was a time release protein that you drink at night. So when you go to bed, your body, you'll feed the muscles, okay? It will eat the fat, okay? The muscle will eat the fat because it actually has food in your body. If you don't have food in your body and you're sleeping because you're starving yourself and not eating correctly, your body will store that fat, and you'll also plateau. You'll lose a little, and then you stay there.
Okay, but I'm not. I don't think I'm starving myself. Number one,
it's a little.
I'm eating less.
That was.
I'm eating less because I will eat just to eat. Like I'll just sit there and eat because I'm bored. Mm. So I'm eating less. Number one. And I do have to deal with sometimes going to bed a little bit hungry, so I'm not laying in bed eating.
No, you got to eat. You got to eat more to lose weight. It's weird.
They tell you not to eat before bed.
More frequently.
No, you got to eat
smaller, smaller portions more frequently.
You got to eat before bed.
So what do you eat before bed? Like
you could have five almonds. You could have a couple pieces of cheese. You could have the protein drink that I told you about.
What the fuck is five almonds going to do?
It's going to, at that moment, nothing. But 10 minutes later, the world.
All right.
Honest
that's
to God,
that's my all problem. Right. I skip meals often, and then when I'm starving by the time it's
here's my problem.
Yeah, I'm full every day. This diet aggravates me because I'm full all day. Okay, and it's like I don't want to eat anymore, but I have to have dumb snack.
Yeah, it's
the
exhausting.
The thing I'm doing is I mean, like for breakfast today, I ate an apple, some cheese, and a banana.
That's fine, I guess, but you need in the morning. You should is like a guy like you who's not fat like me and
me. You can say it.
You,
right?
You.
Right.
You have to wake up in the morning and have your eggs, your protein. You need protein.
Yeah.
You need you could have a little whole wheat carbs or like oatmeal or something. Have that in the morning. It gets you going. Then have a snack. Have some a little cottage cheese or a little yogurt in between, and then have your lunch, which is a salad and some more protein. Then have another snack in between that, which is like nuts again or some type of fruit.
That's
then,
what I'm doing.
Then have a dinner, a nice piece of meat, 5-6 ounces, and just a vegetable. That's it.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, and then at night you have to have another snack before you go to bed so that your body doesn't go into starvation mode.
Right. This is the exact diet I'm doing. For breakfast, I have eggs and turkey bacon. I didn't feel like eating it today. I just wasn't in the mood. So today I had fruit and cheese for breakfast.
Right.
For lunch, I'll have something on whole wheat.
What'd you have in between lunch and breakfast?
Well, I ate right before I came over.
But what'd you have?
Nothing. I ate breakfast.
But are you eating between there?
No, I might go right
you
to
should.
Lunch.
No, you should have something in between there. Because what you do to your body then, dude, you switch it up. You get your metabolism working. Like all of a sudden, something's in there. Let's kill this. Let's eat it. Let's use it for energy, right? What are you laughing at, Fatty?
I'm just thinking, like, earlier, when you were talking about the audience screaming, "I don't care," this might be one of those moments.
Wow.
The critic. Wow.
You know what?
The critic.
I don't care.
The critic cutting it out.
Well, you know
10 minutes of...
That it, he's really... I don't like that Fatty.
I'm right. I'm
no,
right.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
He really does.
Well,
he,
I don't know.
Do you really care what Joe DeRosa ate for breakfast?
Are you smoking anymore?
I can't.
You're not smoking.
I had one cigarette.
Uh-oh.
When? I haven't smoked since...
I had a cigarette the other night, but I was drinking and... I had perhaps indulged in another.
Your fucking fingers look like art.
I indulged so long in a, and thin. additional substance of right. certain type, and the additional substance made me a little like.
Wait
panicky.
A minute! Stop! What do you mean additional? What do you mean?
I had
smoked weed.
I had a little drug in addition to some.
What
food.
Is that? Fuck that!
And,
tell me.
My mind it? Started going, and I was like, I need to have a cigarette to calm the fuck down right
what?
Now.
What?
Well,
is
Bob,
it?
If I wanted to say, I would have said it on the podcast.
Come
already.
On, man. You did drugs. What drugs?
It's just, you know, a little something.
What? Weed?
Nothing.
You did coke.
Jesus.
You did cocaine.
Nothing.
You did cocaine.
I did not.
You did heroin.
No.
You did heroin.
Yeah, I guess I did heroin. I did heroin.
He looks great after.
I didn't do heroin.
Why did you do heroin, dude? I don't want you on that.
I'm glad you're off the train.
It's hard to get off that horse, dude.
It's good. Lose weight.
So I need, I was freaking. I needed.
What? Fucking drugs do you
I
do?
I am not going to say.
Why aren't you going to say?
Because drugs are illegal and I don't need...
Who the fuck
whatever.
Is a role
with
model?
The way this
He's
fucking business has been going, with these fucking cunt comedians policing everybody and everybody
Here
ratting on everybody,
we
I'm
go,
not saying anything.
Joe.
Here we go, Joe. Here we go. Here we go, Joe. Here we go. Hey!
Yeah! Go ahead, Joe. Let it out.
I'm not saying anything, these fucking people.
What the fuck are you saying, Joe?
That's what I'm saying.
No, what are you saying? Say what you just said. What are you
these
talking about?
These fucking cunt comedians.
Say it.
Grip it and rip it.
I'm saying I'm not being specific about illegal activity of any kind because these fucking cunt comedians are ratting us out now. And what's
happened?
Already,
tell them what happened.
Oh, because of the shit they did to Dane on the AV Club. Mm. Fucking. And you know what? These were people that I'm like friendly with too. And it was really fucking disappointing to see people you like TJ Miller, Allie Waller. Who's the other kid? We used to be managed by the same person. The third guy in the fucking article. Whatever. I can't remember his name right now. But these are all people I was really, really friendly with.
Right.
I knew TJ the least out of the three of them. But it's like, I know Allie. You know,
explain what happened, though. You're going into this. You got to remember that people are listening all over the fuck.
Sorry.
Let me just finish. Don't talk. Right. People all over listening right. to this. We got people all literally all over the fucking world.
Right.
And they don't know what the fuck
okay.
you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm sorry.
Back up.
I'm backing up.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Listen. Here's the thing. It's there was an article on the AV Club website where comedians... it started with postings on Facebook by T.J. Miller about
it was like
Dane
a
Cook's
Dane on Twitter rant.
Yeah, and it was about Dane Cook's performance the night before at the Laugh Factory. It started while Dane was on stage, and it continued the next day.
Right.
AV Club took these, you know, sort of, you know, disparaging posts, and did a big article about it. And the whole theme of the article was like, well, where's Dane Cook's head at these days? And what's going on with
he's
Dane?
He's finally lost it.
He's lost it. Yeah. It's over.
Well, here's what he did, though. So let's just back up. He came in and he bumped people off the show at his home club.
Bobby Lee was one of them, I remember.
Was it at his home?
Was it the Laugh Factory?
Was left
if I remember
at
correctly.
At his home club, okay, he came to his home club, bumped people off the show, and then he actually did like 45 minutes of working on new material. Okay, which happens all the time.
Right. Yeah,
Chris Rock, Louis, all these guys come down to the cellar all the time. Damon Wayans,
they
all come down and they clean the show, they bump the show. Whoever's on stage gets the fuck off, and it's the respect of the business, it's the code of the comic. It's just the way it is. You get off, and it sucks. Hang on, let me finish this thought.
Yeah,
put that finger down because it's fucking up my thought.
Okay,
it sucks. It blows.
Right.
It's not fun to be on a show and to get bumped. But there's nothing you can do. There is one thing you can do. Become more famous.
Well, yes. But here's the
thing.
There's
what you can do.
Getting here's better. The thing. Everybody.
Not better. Good famous. Point. Okay. Every, big difference.
Okay.
Everybody you named, right? Mm-hmm. And also mm-hmm. people less famous, considerably less famous than all the people you just named, can still bump you.
Who?
Do you know what I'm
not
saying?
Me,
it's
you,
like
you.
No, I'm not serious. I'm serious though. It's like it's bumped. It's not just a superstar. You know, Dane is very fucking famous.
Yeah.
You know, he's right up there at like that Chappelle level of like famous as a stand-up. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of level of fame that lead up to that is my point.
Sure.
Where those guys can even drop it and go, guys, move over. This guy's got to go on. Whatever. And you go, okay, whatever. This is just how it is.
Yeah.
This is just how it fucking is. Now, grant, there are guys that have a little more say in that or get a little more courtesy where
yeah,
somebody
we,
may
look,
say,
people come in
do you
and,
mind?
And say, yeah, people, look, there's certain people, you know, I've had people wait, especially at the cellar too, because there's a lot of good guys on the first show.
Yeah.
And you'll see that, you know, certain guys like Rock or whatever will come on the second show. Or right at the end of the first show, you know, and they're always okay. But look, they're going up no matter what. But here, it's not even that what bothered me. It's that.
Wait,
that,
what that bothered you?
That I get that bugs people and that.
But it's
that
but they, it's deal with it though. Yeah, that's the business.
But I get that they bring it up. It's I don't care about that. Bring it up. Talk about it. It sucks, mm-hmm. right? It's the actual as a comic working on new material in front of a crowd. Trying to create, and you expose that to the general public and take stuff out of context and use the word misogynistic, start using real dangerous words like that against another fellow comedian, whether mm-hmm. you like him or not. We could all do this. We could all go to alternative rooms or big shows and take stuff out of context, throw it out on the internet, and use fucking words like that and make people look bad. We yeah. can't do
it's,
that.
It's well, yeah, it's a
we
fucking.
Can't do that.
It sounded like it's what happened actually too.
It's a real shit thing they did, and then it wasn't enough that they did the thing about TJ's posts. Then they go and get quotes from other comedians yeah. like Allie. And the other guy who I can't fucking remember,
or Ronnie, right. something.
Nah,
another?
it's driving me nuts that I can't remember this kid's name.
If I could
but anyway.
Jump on my phone, I could find out.
Can't
but
touch
anyway,
it. Can't touch it.
Is,
only the guy with the computer.
Yeah. The point
yeah,
is,
the
is
computer in front
it's
of
like
him.
You don't do that. You don't fuck. You don't fucking do that, like Bobby said. And Bobby, to speak to your point. Which I don't know if this is what you're saying, but this is how I feel about it. It's like, yeah, you can bitch about getting bumped at a club.
Fuck yeah.
But you bitch about it the way you bitch about the fucking lighting in your office being too harsh or whatever. You go, God damn it, this sucks, whatever.
You
don't fucking
like, well,
make a case out of it in any way.
Yeah,
you don't
go
even
on,
make a case of it to the club owner, let alone the fucking goddamn
yeah,
press.
Bitch,
that's social what, media's fault.
It's not. It's your responsibility. Here's the deal.
It makes it easier to get that thought from your head to your fingertips.
But you,
instead, like, there's no pause in between that.
It's yeah, there
like,
is. There okay. should be. Absolutely there is.
There absolutely should be.
No, as a comic, you should be. I mean, look, everybody's, you know... Look, we have a code in this business.
Yeah.
First of all, you want to go after misogynistic comics.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of women comics you can go after who are misogynistic mm-hmm. to their own fucking kind. There's black comics. Me. Yeah. You know, I mean, whoop. There's a lot of people you can go after. You start throwing that word around, it's like, what the fuck, man?
Dude,
you know, and you have to be able to get to the funny. If you can't go into a club on a fucking Tuesday or a Monday or a Wednesday at a club and fuck off and make mistakes and say shit that are over the line and that are hurtful or is wrong or a little racist or something to find where the funny is, you know what I mean? I'm not mm-hmm. saying what what's his name did at the Laugh Factory pointing at black people. That's
Richards.
Michael Richards. Right. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's not fine. But... Like, you know, you go up there trying to find the funny, you well, can't expose that.
And the best, you know, that's a great example you bring up because I think it was Chappelle.
Thank you.
When they asked Chappelle how he felt about the Michael Richards thing, he goes, I believe it's Chappelle, he said, you know what, man, I guess I'm a comic before I'm anything else. And that, like, was the way he explained how he took that in. He took it first as, like, mm-hmm. how a comic would look at a situation like that. Even then, comics weren't going... This disgraceful fucking whatever. It was like comics were just going, hey, he fucked up, man. You know, we can't deny that. But fuck. What you know? He's fucked
an asshole. But he's an asshole, anyways. I heard he was a fucking asshole, and he's not a comic.
I'm not saying he's not an asshole.
Stop, real quick. Not a comic, actor going to do comedy to make money. That's a big thing that happened in the last maybe 10 years of comedy is that comedic actors, their agents and managers said, okay, hey, the show's over. Let's go keep the nest egg. We'll go learn how to do comedy. Go to the club. Come up with a fucking 40-minute set. That's all you need.
Right.
And we'll make you $50,000 a weekend, bro.
Right. And then these guys are going out. A lot of them are going out on their own. They're bombing, and people are walking out and going, what the fuck is this shit?
And that hurts us.
Yeah,
guys who are legitimate stand-up comics that go around the road and do a legitimate hour, and you laugh. I don't give a fuck. I'll pat myself on the back. You come to one of my shows, I don't care if you don't like me on radio or O&A or you don't like the fucking podcast or you don't like me. You come to one of my shows, you'll fucking laugh.
You'll laugh,
and
absolutely.
This is the biggest, and that what you just said is truly the heart or the nucleus of what the fucking problem here really is. Hollywood, this industry, looks at us as the people that are always going to be there, as the fucking fallbacks, as the old faithfuls. You can always go back to comedy. You could always pick up comedy. We could always take advantage of a few comedians. And the reason for that is that we're not fucking unified. We're not organized. We're the only dipshits out there that don't have a fucking union to protect us because everybody's too goddamn worried about where their next laugh, compliment, or $100 is coming from. Okay? And it has fucked us royally. And now these motherfuckers are going to go Hollywood with, and I say Hollywood not by location, I mean it by mentality. These motherfuckers are going to go Hollywood with this shit and do the shit to us, to their own people, that this fucking industry is doing to us on a regular basis. Are you out of your fucking minds? These people cut our scripts down to nothing. They bend us over the table on our fucking deals. These club owners and bookers jip us on our fucking money. They lie to us about the tickets that we sold. They tell us what we can and can't say. They fire us. They treat us like fucking garbage.
None of that's ever happened to me.
And I'm serious.
Never. I love all. I mean, I've never been gypped. They never fire me.
But you,
I have a
come
really
on,
good
dude.
Career.
I've got a great
you
career,
stink, Joe.
I've got it.
I just had to break the monotony, Joe, because you literally entranced all of us.
Because like I was making a good point.
No, you the tone and the tempo and your fingers and your point. It was like an Obama speech.
It was good. Yeah,
it
needs
really
to
good.
Be fucking said. Really these fucking
got a little corporate Dan on that.
I feel like I want to stand up and clap for a second. I don't know if that's
I really
right,
I almost I almost ended the podcast.
These fucking cocksuckers. Congratulations. If any of them are listening, and you know, again, I'm very Daniel Kino. That was the other guy's name. I'm very friendly with all three of these people. But if any of you happen to hear this, congratulations. You sold out your fucking ethics and you broke the fucking code to get a few more hits on a Google search. That's all you fucking wanted was when somebody types Dane Cook in, your fucking name comes up.
And here's the deal, too, is that Billy, Rogan, me, all the fucking big name comics that you think Opie, Norton, you, I mean, all of us, Dane, you're good, man. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you back.
Yeah, you're all together.
So
yeah,
it's like
crew.
You were trying to say Dane Cook, finally, it's over. He's not a fucking threat. Nobody gives a fuck anymore, man. Yeah, Dane, whatever Dane's done or blah, blah, it's a wrap.
Well, don't
it's
you think
a, it's over. And I'm not saying that because I'm friends with Dane.
Not he's yeah. not. You don't mean he's over. You
no,
mean
no. Hating Dane
is
over.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fucking old. It's hack.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think there's just jealousy from other comedians?
Of course.
Look, man, look, I'm fucking jealous of the cocksucker. Okay? I used to do a Bill Ricker 99s with the motherfucker for cheese and crackers, and this twat's living in a fucking a Japanese fucking palace on the top of a hill with a fucking Lexus. Suck my dick. I'm with you fucking three puss wax at my kitchen table in Hell's Kitchen.
Keep going.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm fucking jealous. But here's the deal is that you should look, I don't sit here and tell people who they should like. Mm-hmm. I don't sit here and say why you should. I get it. There's actresses I fucking hate. There's people I don't like in this business. Mm-hmm. Not they've done nothing to me. I just fucking hate their voice. I remember when I first got into AA, I remember I was kind of like the little kid, king of AA. Little, you know, I was young. I was like 8. I was 15. But when I started going to the AA, when I got out of rehab, I started going to the same meetings. But here's this cool, good-looking young kid. He's already got 3 years of sobriety. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the same meetings. I'm like the little young gunslinger. And I remember I go to meetings and I'd make people laugh and people wanted me to speak. And my sponsor was a big iron worker guy. Mm-hmm. There was this one guy that fucking hated me, treated me like shit. I never did anything to him. Never did shit. And I always tried to get him to fucking, I was like, hey man, he was blowing me off. Yeah. And I went to him, I told my sponsor one day, he goes, this guy fucking, what the fuck? I've done nothing. He's always a dick. And he's like, it's human nature, man. He goes, everybody in this room, you spoke tonight. Everybody loved you. Everybody applauded. You had most of the people come up to you and go, that speech you gave changed my life. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. One guy thinks you're a piece of shit and doesn't like
happen.
You. And you're ready to throw all that away.
Right.
Yeah. It's human nature.
Absolutely.
Human nature that not everybody's going to like you. Yep. That's just the way it
is. Nor can you please everybody.
Right. You bug that fucking guy. Mm-hmm. So I get that maybe Dane bugs. I get it. What he does. Fine. I bug people. I don't get why people don't like me. Do you understand? Like, right. It doesn't make sense.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't either.
Right. You don't get it or you don't like me?
Both.
Both.
No,
both.
And I hate you and I don't understand why. Yeah, I got that same thing. I'm like, people just don't fucking like me. I've met a lot of people that just don't. And I'm like,
and
what
why?
The fuck did
you're
I not, do?
Yeah, why? I don't, like, you know what I mean? It's especially doing comedy. It's like, what the fuck did I say or do that you don't like? Like, O&A, there's guys that fucking hate. That's the phone.
Wow.
That was a good one.
They're all
that was a good
today.
Buzz.
They're good.
Well, it's not just, by the way, just so everybody gets a fair shake here, it's not just the Dane thing either. All right.
There was not the Dane thing at all to me.
No, I know, but I'm saying not.
It's the
comics
censoring other comics to me.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, that wasn't the only story about this. There was the other thing that, and look, Patton Oswalt responded to this story publicly and said, look, I feel that I was wrong and I took it too far. However, this is what set me off. Yeah. But there was the story that the girl put on her blog about, it was called The Night Patton Oswalt Was an Asshole. And she told this whole story about the girl in the audience taping Patton. Patton was in some free downtown LA workout room, whatever. Mm-hmm. And some girl's taping him. And he goes, listen, you got to stop taping me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a new special. This is like the opening 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't tape this.
This is my intellectual property.
Yeah. And she goes, you're going to want this. You're doing it perfect. And he goes, no, I already have this chunk on tape. Stop taping me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, she goes, okay. And he goes, all everybody in the room saw was her take the camera and go, okay. What they didn't see was what I saw, was when she looked at her friend and rolled her eyes at me and mouthed the word asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
So then I snap on her. She gets up to leave. I go, good go, right?
Right.
After she's gone, apparently he kept trashing her for her looks and whatever.
Just
right?
Stop.
Now, whatever. That's what happens. We've all been there. We've all fucking been there. This other comic.
We've all been to Tennessee.
We've all been to Marco Island, Florida.
I love Marco Island. I love the guy. I love his mom, his dad. They had me over for meatballs. I swam in the pool. I fucking love Marco Island. Off the Hook Comedy Club is a fantastic club. If you're in the area, make sure you stop on down and get the fish plate. And as for the Joe DeRosa bomb.
The Joe DeRosa dead fish plate. Come get it now.
It's 2 day old fucking fish.
Yeah. Why is it called the Joe DeRosa plate? Because it stinks. So this other comic writes this blog and she titles it The Night Patton Oswalt Was an Asshole or something along those lines. And then she tells the whole fucking story and goes like, I looked up to this guy and he's no longer my hero because to trash someone for their look, she said she was sorry. She did. Now, regardless, Patton responded publicly and said, look, I was wrong
for
trashing like this or whatever.
Patton has actually trashed somebody for his looks. Their looks is
she
hilarious.
Brings that up in the article.
Oh, God, his fucking head. It's just a head. It's just a head. It should be on. It just, he is, he, You should be able to put his head on the end of a fucking pencil.
Oh, come on. He's my friend.
I've got nothing against him. Fuck him. Take a joke. He's a comic. He's got a big head. I'm fat. You're fucking... You look like shit and naked. So.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What are you going to do?
Fine. It's on the table. Yeah. Sorry, Pat.
It's on the table.
I look like shit naked, apparently. You got a head...
Yeah, he's got a
Bobby's
fucking
fat.
A big race ahead.
All right, fair enough. So he wrote back a response saying, look, here's where I was wrong, but you didn't see the girl roll her eyes. It set me off, but still I was wrong for doing that. Now, he's made his peace with it, but what I want to say about it, and I'm not speaking for him, obviously, is once again, the only fucking reason that girl, and she can think she was waving a fucking ethical flag all she wants. She wasn't. You're a dipshit, because all you were trying to fucking do was get hits on your website, because this is what you want. You want this story to break, which it did a little bit. Like Laughspin did an article about it. You guys covered it. So people covered it, and all this chick wanted, and she fucking got her little wish, was the story originated from the Barbertine blog or whatever the fucker blog.
It was a Tumblr. It wasn't even
a blog. Give her credit on this fucking podcast.
Well, I'm just, you know.
I don't want to fucking
have
my, dude, fucking associated with that. I don't want to give, I don't like it. I don't want to give
stinks.
Any fucking, look.
The laugh button does not endorse the.
But these fucking scumbags. It's like if you've got a problem with something that somebody did in front of you or to somebody else. First of all, it didn't involve you directly. Look, I'm a believer that you keep your fucking mouth shut unless it's some social injustice.
You're talking two different things. Can I just stop you right here, Joe?
What?
I know you're a little heated right now, and I admire it.
El
and
fuego.
And you know, it's fine. You're a little tired, but you're mixing two different things. One is a guy going up. I'm going to go up at my club, and I'm going to do 45 minutes, so I'm going to work some material out. He hasn't been on stage in a year. So he's floundering or doing stuff and taking it too far over the edge, blah, 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 blah. And another guy actually fucking accosted, verbally attacked somebody, right or wrong.
When she wasn't in the room.
Doesn't matter. He's verbally attacking somebody for doing something, the way they look, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
But hang on. Let me say. One is somebody working out material. It's the... You know, the other one is somebody, he was mad. His emotions, hang on, his emotions, and I've been there. I've attacked people. I've done it. But once you start attacking people and they got to you and you start fucking just saying you're ugly, you're this, you're that, that's when people go, I can understand people going, he fucking did this. But actually exposing somebody's new material, somebody working on a joke and critiquing it and censoring it and saying it's certain negative words about it is totally different than somebody going, once you say, fuck you, you cunt, you're done. The gloves are off. You're exposed. You have to take what you get.
Bullshit. And here's the two reasons I disagree with you.
I don't even think you should care. I think people can say, once you make it personal...
Okay,
Once you make it personal, it's you don't get the protection of the art of stand-up.
I don't agree with you on that. And here's the two reasons why I don't agree with you. Number one, you're saying two different things. That's not entirely...
You are.
No. I'm saying you just said, Joe, you're saying two different things.
Yes,
right?
You are. One is different.
Yeah, I know. But this is what...
But your fingers are fucking me up.
Well, first of all, to address...
Really are crazy long fingers.
First of all, to address the two different things thing... There was stuff in TJ's quotes where he said Dane was going, I'm Dane Cook, show me some respect.
Yeah, but
okay.
Here,
so wait,
but
stop.
That's a joke.
Let me finish up.
But that's a joke.
You don't know that. You weren't there.
I talked to him.
Listen, I don't care either way that he said that. I'm not criticizing him for saying that. This is my point, though. What Patton was saying could have been mean-spirited jokes. You can attack somebody and make it funny. We all know that.
But you stop. He apologized and said he was wrong.
This is
once you say you're wrong, you're wrong. It's two people.
This is why he should have never had to apologize, and there should have never been the blog about it. For this reason, there should have never been the blog, because a fellow comic should understand, number one, we all have those times up there, and we all get vulnerable. We all get edgy up there. Number one. Number two, that girl was doing something wrong that started this and didn't apologize for what she was doing that was wrong by taping.
It doesn't matter.
And number three, you don't fucking rat out what's going on behind the scenes
don't
in a workout
swear on
room.
This podcast, you fucking cunt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, listen, Joe, you're wrong. I understand what you're saying, but you're wrong. Even he admits that he was wrong because he attacked somebody. If he was up there doing a set and somebody brought out, he just did his set and it was, you know, being goofy inside of his set. It wasn't personal to anybody. It was like, I'm Dane Cook, show me respect.
Well, there was someone texting though. And I think that's what he was, from the story, that's what he was upset about.
Who?
Dane.
Yeah. So there are kind of two different things as far as
the
story
okay,
says.
But here's the thing.
He wasn't he was texting.
Stop. He's saying that he was the jokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were misogynistic.
Right.
That's what my problem is. That you're taking a joke and saying it's something very bad that women and heads of fucking studios and people can say, we don't want anything to do with that. That's, I mean, Eddie Brill got fired for misogynistic comments.
He was going off on his material.
So here, it was material. He was just up there being a comic. Right. What happened, and he actually apologized, is I fucked up because I made it personal. I was up there doing my material, and then I made it personal.
Who made it personal?
Patton.
But Bobby, what you're saying is it's okay that TJ criticized when Dane made it personal, but it's not okay that he criticized his material. Because TJ did claim that Dane was being an asshole and just being mean to the audience, too. That was part of it. And I think criticizing him for that is bullshit, too.
Okay, that's fine. I don't criticize somebody for saying this guy attacked a woman comic, saw a guy comic attack a woman for physically fat or ugly or idiot or dry hair, bitch, asshole, wouldn't shut the fuck up. He apologized because he knows I let this bitch win because I let her get to me.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying, look, once you say I'm sorry, I fucked up here, but she did this, okay? You're still going to have to own your shit that you said you did.
He did, 100%.
Okay? Yeah. I've done it too, dude. I've snapped on chicks, and look, this bitch wouldn't shut up. I told her to shut up. I snapped. I own what I did.
I hear you. Here's
two different things.
Listen to me. I get it. But that being said, then you're saying the two things you're saying with that statement. Hold on. The one thing you're saying with that statement is then you approve of some of the stuff TJ said, just not all of it.
Censoring other comics, I don't care that it's Dane. I told you that Dane could be an asshole to people. Some people just don't like people. I prefaced all this with the one thing that fucking bothered me is comics censoring other comics. When you listen, we have to have a safe zone where we can develop and evolve jokes and not have to worry about people going, did you hear what Joe DeRosa said? Yeah. He said something about Jesus and fucking a baby.
Let me tell you the wormiest fuck.
That winds up in the paper, and then you're fucked.
Let me tell you the wormiest thing that's ever happened to me in comedy, okay? And this is the only...
All right, let me just not say...
No body jokes?
I'm not...
He's going
God.
For the phone. Look at this. Inches.
Here's the wormiest thing that anybody's ever done to me in comedy, and this is why I disagree about the criticism of the gloves or what you're saying.
Yeah.
My problem is the public relaying of the information. That's my problem. So let me say that before I tell the story. Okay, I was at the Laugh Factory one night. Okay, I'm on stage.
You gotta really get to it because we're running over time.
I'm getting to it.
All right, well, I'm on the Laugh wanted you to get to it.
Well, you just went off for an hour.
I didn't go off for an hour.
I went off
for a very short
time. All right, I didn't tell you to get to it, though. Let me do my counterpoint.
But I am telling you.
Yeah, and it's rude.
I know.
Hey, do you guys want us to tell you about what we do again?
Oh. Just go. Go ahead, Joe.
I was at the Laugh Factory one night.
You said it's rude, like we're on serious. That's rude. Yeah.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Just go.
Right, listen. I was at the Laugh Factory one night. I'm on stage. There's a bunch of like thugged out dudes in the back of the room.
There was a bunch of...
They're in the back of the room.
People.
Before I even get to the mic, I start getting heckled. They're screaming at me. They're jumping up. They're waving their arms around. They're doing all this fucking intimidating.
What the fuck, you racist?
No, listen. They were. Dude, they were jumping up doing this shit with their arms. I swear to God. It's fucking... Why is that racist?
It's a joke.
Say they were black?
It's a fucking joke, Joe.
All right, remember you said get to it? Don't interrupt the story at every other word. Exactly. How about that? Well, so they're doing this, right? And it's fucking intimidating. And you can't get a word out. I flip the fuck out. I'm screaming at them.
Right.
I get yanked. I'm supposed to do 20 minutes. I get pulled, physically pulled off stage by the host 5 minutes into
the
set.
Who's the host?
This fucking little rat named Bobby Johnson. Which
wow.
now I'm
naming names.
Wow. I'm
named, Joe the name namer.
I'll name fucking
Joe's not
names.
Messing around with the You Know What Dude podcast anymore. He's naming names.
I'll name names, and I don't know if Vengeance. This is as bad as me complaining about other comics doing this or whatever the fuck, but whatever.
Yeah.
Bobby Johnson, right? He pulls me on stage and I get in trouble with the club. I wasn't allowed back for a little while. I'm yelling at security going, get these fucking guys out of here. I'm the one with my back against the wall, 10 guys yelling at me. You guys come and tell me I'm fucking wrong.
Right.
Tell them they're fucking wrong. Yeah. It's this big fiasco. The owner comes down, all the shit, right?
Right?
I find out later, and this is my problem. Bobby Johnson, who came up to me and said, that was fucked up, and I'm sorry that I was the one that walked up on stage, but I was just the host, and they made me do that. I found out later that he ran to the managers while I was on stage and said, look at what Joe's doing in there. He's freaking out. This is a problem. And that's my fucking beef with the public criticism of a comedian doing whatever on stage. It's the Goodfellas thing. You don't rat on your friends and keep your fucking mouth shut. Mm. What Patton said to that girl, what Dane said to that audience member, had nothing to fucking do with these other people writing about it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mishaps happen. Unfortunate
things
happen.
Yeah, but you're not
going to
have that. Look, dude, my grandmother loves old mail. She loves writing letters. Move the fuck on, Nan, because nobody's writing one back. Send an email, bitch.
But
it's going to happen in this day. People are going to write shit.
But comics shouldn't write it.
But here's the deal. Okay, comics shouldn't, but she's not a comic.
She is.
But she's not, really?
Bob, she's a fucking comic in L.A.
Okay, so I agree that she should have kept her mouth shut.
Yes.
I agree.
That's all I was saying.
But he put himself out there. When he said, I'm sorry, when you say I'm sorry, if you don't think you're wrong... Don't be fucking wrong.
Bob, you're misunderstanding the story of the trajectory of events. She wrote the blog, then he said, you're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't.
After. I'm not saying, as I said, I'm not speaking for Ben. He is sorry. I don't think he should have even been put in that position to begin with because that blog should have never been written. Nobody should have ever known about that unless the offended party went out
and
said something.
But here's
what comes to my theory, too, on that is I think there's a... The crowds have gotten worse. I don't think people know how to act in public anymore.
They don't. They're all entitled. They're all fucking entitled.
Whether it be going to the movies or going to a comedy show, like put the phone down and focus on being present and doing whatever's going on.
Well, in a comedy club, it's the comedy clubs that have made that happen.
Yeah.
Because it's when you go to a club and it's... You know, people have been there for an hour drinking already because they want to sell booze and they have food and they want chicken wings and fucking popcorn and all this shit, and they're going to drop a check because they want to get the next 500 people in and make that fucking money. Yeah. It's the comedy clubs. They want to make money. This is about making not just making comedy money. This is about becoming a millionaire and having a boat and a fucking mansion.
But
okay?
I also think there's a responsibility as an audience member to
the audience
not tweet, not videotape stuff, not pull out a camera and tape a
picture. I agree.
Man, when you go to a Broadway show, you don't fucking do it.
Of course.
Why? You get kicked the fuck out.
Okay.
You don't have a phone. Right. If your phone goes off, you get kicked the fuck out. There's people all over the place ushering. There's a lot of rules and regulations.
Absolutely.
And comedy clubs don't do that.
And once again, back to the point that I made 20 minutes ago or whatever, this is my point. There is no unity. We're already getting fucked by enough people out there, okay? And then when comedians go and rat the fuck... People see that and go, we don't need to respect these comics. People videotape
themselves.
People videotape comics because their mentality is, you owe me this.
Yes.
People will bitch and go, dude, what's up with you haven't done a free podcast in a while? Dude, what's up? Why aren't you tweeting more? Dude, why don't you put more shit on YouTube? It's like, motherfucker, how much more shit do you want?
It's not that. Look,
it
man,
is that.
Here's the thing though, but I put it back on me. I put it back on me. I don't have to, I look at certain people this is what I do. It's on me. The people that bitch or complain, I don't care. The people that are my fans, This is what I got to offer you. I'm going to be here then. I do a couple Twitters once in a while. I Facebook here once in a while. I let you know where I'm going to be. And I do this podcast for the fans of the podcast and for anybody. Once a week, I'm going to really try to make this podcast happen and make it as good as possible. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. That's on me. I don't have to do anything. If I don't do this podcast ever again, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I will go do comedy. I do this because, number one, I want to do it for whoever the fuck listens to it, whether it be two people when it started a couple years ago, whether it be 30,000 now.
Right.
Okay? It's on us. And this, I look in the crowd now and I see a broad on her cell phone. I'm not flipping out like I did 2 years ago because this is what they have become.
That's right. There's an addiction to the social.
I just walked into an audition and I fucking said, remember the day I looked up, big audition, producers, direct. I mean, big.
We get it.
Big.
Yeah. Please don't do that. You can keep saying big. Just don't do that.
Big. With
it. I'll do that head nod.
What is that from, though? I'm doing it from something. Big.
I don't know. Big. It's something.
Anyways. Big.
One more time.
Big. And I looked, and everybody's on their phone. Everybody's on their phone. And I took it. No, I didn't take it personal, but I made a joke. I was like, well, I remember the days when before phones, what did people do? In auditions and stuff, you know? I let everybody's on their phone.
Pass the time, yeah.
The guy held his phone up, the producer, and he goes, I'm looking you up, dude. I just want to see you know, where you're on the web, and I'm looking at your Twitter, and I'm just researching you. And I felt like a dick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I remember one night, a girl was texting her on her phone. I go, put the fucking phone down. And she goes, I'm just texting my friend how funny you are.
Yeah.
And you should. I mean, it's where we are. I don't like
That's right.
I don't agree with the joke.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but we're becoming this, and there's a certain level of what he said, don't record me, abso-fucking-lutely. And what he did, I don't give a fuck. I'm for. Do it. Lose your shit.
Right.
Make a mistake. Who cares? Okay. But what she did, all she said was creatively on her blog, what Patton Oswalt did the night really fucking made me pissed. That's her blog. If I went to a fucking show.
But she wasn't the one videotaping him.
Yeah.
If I went to a show, Joe, and I saw a comic fucking do some shit, I'd come back to my podcast and I'd go, I'd probably go, fucking this guy lost his fucking brain last night. Yeah. He fucking hit somebody on stage.
Dude, you listen to me. You. I don't believe that you would. I don't believe you would because
I'm going to do it to you.
You.
I'm going to follow you around this week.
If you
and I'm going to fucking let people know the fucking misogynist is racist that Joe DeRosa really is.
If we were,
you're a racist, Joe. You mouth the word. You mouth the N word.
Not
the whole
stop
podcast.
It.
That's all you do
stop
is go.
Stop it.
You mouth it.
If you were, I know you're joking. I know your word means nothing when you say no helmet. I know it means nothing.
I'm sorry.
Fuck yourself.
Wow.
Go.
Oh my God.
Fuck
armor.
Yourself.
Oh my God.
Armor.
No, don't go. Not again. Nope. No, it's,
sorry.
It's armor's on, buddy.
I'm sorry.
No, it's on. I'm in, Bob. I'm fucking in. Remember that from 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I do.
Listen. We're on the show tonight at Gotham, right?
Yeah, we're. Oh yeah.
It'll be after. But we're on the show tonight at Gotham.
Yeah.
If you lost your fucking shit on stage,
yes, you wouldn't tell.
I'm a comic. I'm not going to go tell on you, even if directed at me.
You're going to go to another comedy club and tell everybody there.
Yeah, no. But that's
yeah.
Yes. No, but, no. I would tell. Listen, I would tell comics.
Yes, the first thing you do.
That's the code.
But he's not going to tweet it.
I agree.
Facebook it.
I agree.
Or YouTube it.
That's my only beef is that a comic that wasn't getting yelled at witnessed it and then went, Patton did this and my pants are in a bunch.
I agree.
Like, what are you fucking crazy?
I agree with you. I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. But he fucked up that he's saying this. I don't think he fucked up. I don't think he fucked up. He's saying that he made a mistake because he snapped on this girl. This other lady wrote this. This other broad wrote the blog. I get what you're saying. We should keep our trap shut, even good or bad. If you see somebody do the bad. All right, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
It makes sense, but I understand where this girl. I understand what she did. I understand it. I don't agree with it. I'm not going to back it. But I, in this day of blogs and Twitter and Facebook, I understand that somebody who will go home and go, I need to talk about this.
Yeah, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think it, I understand. I agree.
That's
but
bullshit.
I understand it. I get it. That's the new age. So we have to be
aware
of each other, but we also have to back each other up, which I think what you're doing, what I'm doing, what everybody's doing with Dane, what happened this time, we didn't let happen. We killed it. We squashed it. Yep. We didn't give it legs. And I think that's a positive thing. I think that's good. And Joe DeRosa, your speech was amazing today.
It was.
Honest to God, all right.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm voting for Joe. I don't know.
I'm voting for Joe for a fucking Schwanky Award.
Yeah. You got my vote.
What's the award we're nominated for?
The Shorty Award. The Shorty. Which I found out.
Congratulations.
Yes. Which I found out what?
Shorty Award.
I looked at.
They've been going around for a while, haven't they?
Yeah. Is it? I mean, the award itself is real. They have celebrities present them and shit.
Yeah.
But then I just looked on and it was like, I just saw random people just being like, I nominate so and so because is that how easy it is to get nominated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of those web awards, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's very like.
I want
to. Hard to get nominated for. Yeah.
Like a lot of people have.
The Webbies is another one that they have out there too.
I love the Webbies.
Yeah.
And then they
do have podcast awards too.
I love the web.
All right,
guys. Real quick, thank you so much. We got a big
show
coming
us.
Up.
Yes. This
February
has been fun. 8th. It's great to hear you guys in person.
He's trying to plug our show.
February 8th. Yeah, these guys are promoting it.
Will you guys plug it? Will you plug it real quick?
February 8th, Gotham Comedy Club. You know what, dude? Live. I can't do the music.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude? With Robert. Joe, Bonnie,
Fake
Bonnie
Voss.
McFarlane,
Fake Voss,
Fake Voss, Bob DeBono, Monster Voice will not be there because he is
a sellout.
He's too good for it. He's too good for it.
Please, fucking DWI, right into a fucking tree.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
It's gonna be good.
And then the steering wheel goes through his throat and makes his voice higher.
Ah. Hey, guys, it's Monster Voice. We don't have to call him fucking Puss Whack Voice from now on.
Tickets are on sale now.
Tickets are on
Gotham
sale now.
Comedy Club.
Go get tickets.
Gotham Comedy Club.
Laughbutton.com. Go to GothamComedyClub.com. Get tickets. One show starts at 9:30. Doors open at 8:30. We're going to be doing stand-up, then the live podcast from downstairs. There's only 80 seats as of right now, 80 seats available.
Yep.
We're going to have a limited run of posters for the show.
Yep.
Very limited. We're going to be selling. And also, we're working on a special treat.
Yeah, we're working on a special treat, which we're confirming that later today.
We're confirming it later. But
we're going to confirm it later, which is going to be...
we'll announce it.
Yeah, we'll announce it on the site or Facebook or Twitter.
We're going to announce it next week on the podcast. Yeah, okay. It's going to be amazing. A very special, special thing we're trying to... The Syndicate and Laugh Button is trying to work out for you guys that show. There's 80 seats available. It went on sale yesterday. Tickets are flying.
Mm-hmm.
Get your goddamn tickets, if they're still available by the time this podcast comes out.
Yeah,
you know, so this is going to be a real special treat. And I want to thank right now Noel Baruso.
Is that the Australian guy?
This son of a bitch, man. You donated some serious cash. And
nicely done.
I mean, Evan Scott, David Johnson, Daryl Hiller, Robert Bloom, once again, a constant guy donating to the podcast. You guys are all... we really appreciate the donations, and we're going to be able to do this show live at the Gotham because of your donations. I'm actually going to be taking a lot of that donations and buying some stuff to be able to have more than four guests on the show. So thank you for that. Joe, where are you going to be?
When's this come out? Monday?
Monday.
Why can I never remember that? Sorry. Every week. When's this come out? Where am I going to be? I'm got the Laugh House in February, and I'll also be at University of Delaware in February. Come out to those shows, JoeDeRosaComedy.com.
All right, cool. And you guys?
TheLaughButton.com, Twitter at TheLaughButton, Facebook.com/TheLaughButton.
That's it.
Very, very easy.
It's good.
Yeah.
And if you want to check us out at The Syndicate, that'd be great too. TheSyn.com, THESYN.com.
Yeah, if you have any need.
For any of you young and... promising comics, come on by.
Yeah, TheLaughButton.com is definitely where you find everything.
Yeah, and make sure you go to Riotcast, check out all the other podcasts. Big show. I'm fucking excited. It's going to be a blast. Joe, I think we did good today. We didn't. I mean, we
pretty good. Back to fun trashing.
Fun trashing.
It was fun trashing. And, looks, and
got,
it,
got
and we,
a little serious.
And we let it. Phones. We let it get right, serious.
I say Joe. I say Joe.
Grabbing the phones.
Ready?
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Oh,
look at this, kid.
Blown up.
I got one.
I definitely
I got
you
two.
Beat.
I got three.
Look at this.
Hold on. Let me
How
just
many
pull
you
on.
Got?
Scroll
look at this.
Thing.
That's bullshit, though. Shit. That's Twitter. You can add Twitter.
I got three texts.
How many texts?
I got.
I have four texts.
I got four texts.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails.
Oh, emails.
Oh, email. Oh,
emails.
Emails.
You can't count the email.
Like, oh, fuck you. It's text.
Right, we'll take you down.
All right.
I have five texts. Or six texts.
Five texts. Ooh, four. I just got another one. Does that count?
Two.
All right. Joe won.
Two.
Joe won.
I lost.
Joe won.
It's because I have the black
Man, Joe's a fucking people person. Fuck him. I bet you half of those are fucking mediocre chicks. Are we meeting tonight?
Oh, that's nice.
I'm sorry, Joe.
That's
came
really
out.
Nice.
I apologize. Fuck you, Joe. Hey, you a fan of the You Know What Dude podcast? Well, there's three things you can do to prove that. Number one, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Not just any review. Leave a 5-star, holy shit, fucking twat cunt, wow review. Write it down on a piece of paper before you even post it to make sure it's wow, holy shit, fuck cunt. And number two, go to the Robert Kelly page on Riotcast and hit the donate button. You can donate $1. You can donate $5 million. It doesn't matter. And you know what? You don't even have to donate anything if you don't have the cash. This shit's free and it always will be. But we do appreciate all the people who have donated so far because it's made this podcast better and better every week. And number three, go to Riotcast.com and check out all the other podcasts. There's 9 of them. If you like podcasts, there's no need to go anywhere else but Riotcast.com.